It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 12th. 1936 is where we're going to start. Efficiency experts August Dvorak and William Dealey patent the Dvorak typewriter keyboard. Dvorak and Dealey would design the typewriter in a manner which would increase a user's typing speed by placing the common letters of the home row within each of the dominant fingers of your hand. It actually would type twice as fast as the regular QWERTY keyboard. However, the keyboard style was not adopted simply because of the fact that typewriters had hammers, and every time you used the Dvorak style, the hammers would get jammed together. Therefore, the QWERTY keyboard became the dominant keyboard of the time. And if we were to use it nowadays, we probably could type twice as fast. 1941, German engineer Konrad Zuse completed the Z3, the first fully automatic programmable computer. It's a major advancement on the predecessors, such as the device designed by Charles Babbage, and the implementation of their binary system. 1977, a judge grants Micro-Instrumentation and Telemetry Systems a restraining order prohibiting Microsoft from licensing 8080 Basics until July 8th, or until the arbiter's determination was made. Microsoft sent a letter to MITS saying that they had 10 days to pay up, or else they would sell the BASIC to somebody else. That would go until November, when they finally got the go-ahead to sell BASIC, the 8080 BASIC. 1994, the American National Standards Institute approves the Advanced Technology Attachment, or ATA, standard for connecting storage devices like CD-ROMs or hard drives. 1996, a group of investors announced that they've acquired Prodigy Services, an online service from IBM Corporation and Sears Roebuck Company. The takeover was led by Prodigy Management, including Ed Bennett, who is the president and CEO, as well as International Wireless Incorporated, which was a global communications company. 1997, Intel reveals that the Pentium Pro and Pentium 2 chips contain a flaw that may cause occasional errors. It was dubbed flag erratum, and Intel declares a recall unnecessary and promises a software-based patch to correct the issue. 1998, following Microsoft's appeal, a court of appeals grants a stay of the December 1997 injunction, allowing the Windows 98 operating system to ship with Internet Explorer 4 still bundled. 6 days later, the United States Department of Justice would file a formal antitrust action charging Microsoft with attempting to monopolize the Internet browser market by bundling Internet Explorer with Windows. And also in 1998, Yahoo launches Yahoo Movies. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. 2005, in a televised special hosted by Elijah Wood on MTV, Microsoft unveils the Xbox 360 video game system. Also in 2005, version 2.0 of NetNewsWire, which was a freeware news aggregator for the Mac OS X, it featured a three-paned interface similar to Apple's Mail client, was released. 2006, the BBC reports that the search terms LimeWire and LimeSpaceWire were among those most likely to return links to malware from an internet search engine. Federal computer specialist Kenneth Quack of Virginia was sentenced to 5 months in prison and a $40,000 in restitution and 3 years of supervised release for hacking the United States Department of Education computer systems under the zero tolerance policy. 2008, AMD announced the availability of low-power quad-core Opteron processors targeted at servers. The high-efficiency, or HE, processors have a thermal envelope of 55 watts. Other AMD quad-core server processors had higher thermal envelopes of 105 watts or 75 watts. Low-powered Opterons were available in both the 2300 and 8300 series. The 2300 series processors were designed for servers that used two processors, while the 8300 series processors were for systems that used four or eight processors. The new parts would include the 8347HE at 1.9 GHz for $873 and the 2347HE 1.9 GHz at $377. AMD also reorganized their executives and created the new engineering group. Google launched FriendConnect. The XP SP3 caused some AMD systems to go into an infinite loop of reboots. The cause was when the OEMs improperly placed a Windows XP image created for the Intel-based computer onto machines with non-Intel chipsets. And Dell phased out their XPS line of computers. They were all high-end gaming systems, and they would be coming from the Alienware division. And in 2009, the European Commission announced that they would like to see the software developers liable for their code. That would mean that if you develop software and someone gets phished or hacked or something like that, and they lose a lot of money, you could be held responsible for damages, even if it wasn't intentional. Fujitsu launched a dynamic cube, otherwise known as the BX900 Blade server system. The server could house up to 18 Intel Xeon processors and used a fully passive midplane with 6400 gigabits per second of bandwidth. Also in 2009, Microsoft launched Geneva Beta 2, which is an identity management server platform. France passes the three strikes anti-piracy rule. It was to suspend users from the internet if they were caught sharing. It contradicted the European Union's new measure prohibiting the European Union governments from suspending or terminating internet access without court order. Also in 2009, Apple releases OS X 10.5.7, and after the recent death of his brother, Ask.com CEO Jim Safka steps down.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015. JMP Enterprise and Geekazine.com.